native tribes in the Poudre River area. The Poudre River area, although young by many city standards, has seen a lot of interesting times. Tales of Native Americans, early settlers, floods, blizzards, feuds, cattle rustling, droughts, grasshopper swarms, and more fill volumes of local history books. For tens of thousands of years, many Native tribes made their home in the area. Specifically, Arapaho and Cheyenne Indians settled the plains and lived in the Cache la Poudre area from the 1830s to 1860s. At that time, there were plenty of deer, elk, bison, beavers, grizzly bears, and wolves to hunt and provide hides, bones, and meat for the humans. Around the same time, French-Canadian fur trappers and then fur traders discovered the Poudre River. These mountain men were transient and illiterate. As a result, their stories are lost to history, and there are no firsthand accounts of their travels through the area. However, their descendants helped paint the picture of what life was like along the Poudre River years later. Soon after the Civil War, inventions such as stagecoaches and trains, coupled with mining successes in Colorado, brought new settlers to the West. People also came to claim land as part of the Homestead Act of 1862. According to these early settlers, it was a dry and unforgiving place, with prickly pear, prairie dogs, and miles of grass. And of course, very little water. Within a short time frame, people figured out ways to divert, augment, store, and distribute the available water to make a living and thrive here.